this week's episode of Extra Serving, a podcast by Nation's Restaurant News. I'm your host, Holly Petrie. This week, Ron Ruggles interviewed the CEO of Bloomin' Brands, David Denno. Now, Bloomin' stood out amongst the large restaurant companies for its insistence that they would not be laying anyone off, a strategy that helped them, and something that Denno speaks about on the pod with Ron. Now, this was also timed with our Top 100 Companies report, a part of the Top 200 that looks at the top companies in the industry, ranked by revenue, and there were shakeups in the top 10, just like the top 200. Bloomin' was ranked 11 last year. Did they make it into the top 10? You'll have to check our site over the next 2 weeks to see. Since most of these companies reported their fiscal years pre-COVID, these numbers don't reflect things like the rocky road that casual dining brands have faced since coronavirus restrictions began. But casual dining chains aren't down for the count. In fact, we've seen parent to Applebee's and IHOP dine brands, another group invested heavily in casual dining like Bloomin', make a statement on their earnings call that they wanted to acquire more businesses as coronavirus closes other chains. And David speaks about how Outback and its standalone drive-thru Aussie Grill actually bounced back after the initial temporary closures. So there is a future for these large groups despite the uncertainty of dine-in, as long as you use the right strategies, which obviously Ron and David will talk about. But before I toss it over to their conversation, I have a quick word from Smithfield, the sponsor of our Top 200 program. The timeless tastes that always make you smile, from breakfast, stews, and roasts, to chili, barbecue, and pizza, comfort foods are the meals that just make you feel good inside and out. And no wonder. If it's a comfort food, most likely it includes deliciously versatile pork. For the familiar or the on-trend, Smithfield Culinary has a portfolio of products to make your comfort food menu a customer favorite. For recipe ideas and insights, visit smithfieldcomfortfoods.com. And now, here's Ron.
Good afternoon, David. Thank you very much for spending the time with us.
Well, thank you. I'll enjoy our discussion.
Well, one of the things you mentioned on the earnings call that I thought really sets Bloomin' Brands apart from all of its competitors is the fact that you didn't furlough or lay off any individuals during the pandemic lockdowns.
Yes.
What was the idea behind that, and what advantages does that give you as a company?
Well, when this first happened in mid-March, we wanted to do two things. One, we wanted to take care of our employees, and two, we wanted to serve great food in a safe environment, either in the restaurant or at people's homes. Now, quickly, it became in people's homes. But we knew if we could retain our people and pay them, even if they weren't working, and not let them go, that would improve employee engagement. That would enable us to bring people back right away when the restaurants reopened. We wouldn't have to recruit people, and we wouldn't have to train people. And that's exactly what happened. And that's one of the reasons why you're seeing our sales results as they are, is because we've had some really terrific responses to what we accomplished with our payroll program.
And you started reopening restaurants in May.
Yes.
At this point, at the end of July, how many do you have open and at what level of capacity?
We're at about 90% of our restaurants are open. And I would say if you did an average of the entire system, I think we're like at a 40 to 50% capacity. And delivery and carryout continues to be very robust for us. We're retaining a lot of the increase that we had before. And we're getting the benefit of the in-restaurant dining at about 40 to 50% of capacity and delivery and carryout.
And one of the things you mentioned on the earnings call was the fact that your operators had become so creative in mm-hmm. expanding capacity beyond the limits of the jurisdictions. Can you explain what some of them are doing?
Yeah, well, importantly, they're doing it within the jurisdictions because they're getting approval from the local authorities. And we work very close with local authorities in all kinds of ways. But expanded patio dining, in some cases, putting tents in some parts of our parking lots. It's all those kind of things that are going on. And then, again, the off-premise and the delivery work has been so vital to what we're doing.
From the figures that you gave for the second quarter, about 45% delivery for sales during the period?
45% for off-premise, delivery and carryout. Yes, and 55% in restaurant dining.
That's pretty amazing. What was it before COVID?
15 to 20%.
So dramatic. How much do you expect that to hold up over time?
Well, our goal is I want to hold 50% of the gains we got as dining rooms open. That's our target. And what customers are finding out is we serve great products in the home as well. So that's going to be something we want to keep with as we move forward. More than just pizza and other concepts can deliver. Casual dining can deliver as well.
Unlike a lot of companies, you actually opened restaurants, new brands during the pandemic with Aussie Grill. How's that going?
We're very pleased with Aussie Grill. It's a perfect match of our capability and what's happening in the environment. It's a smaller box, drive-through, carry-out, in-restaurant dining. It's an Outback, inspired menu, but it's not exactly Outback. And its volumes and flow through are well exceeding our expectations. So this could be a pretty nice idea for us.
It opened in early May, correct?
Correct, yes.
What did you see as folks were going through the pandemic, seeing a new brand that basically hit all the hot buttons of the quarantine? Customer reaction, how would you gauge that?
Customer reaction has been extremely positive, and we've seen great sales trends. We get great comments, great sales trends. The drive-through is just packed, and people are using us for carryout as well, and some in-restaurant dining. But it's well above our expectations. We're looking to open a couple more here in the next few months.
Excellent. You have only had 2 months for it, but what kind of demographics, and are they similar to Outback or an addition to Outback?
It's similar to Outback. I'd say maybe a few more families, a little younger because of the drive-through, but it's something that really, hits the current trends.
How about you also have several combo locations that are a kind of a delivery only, Carrabba's, Outbacks. How do those fit into your whole packaging right now?
Well, what we're finding is if you're a great restaurant, you have great dine-in and you have great delivery. And so you can imagine the volumes are just off the charts in some of those restaurants. So as dining rooms eventually reopen 100% and we've got a great delivery business, we may have some infill areas where we build delivery carryout restaurants only. And we've got a couple here in Tampa that are doing well, growing in their sales and are profitable.
At this point, what do you anticipate for the rest of the year?
Well, the virus will take us the rest of the year. wherever that virus goes, we'll go. We're going to be flexible. We're going to be nimble. I don't know what's going to happen. I can tell you is our restaurants are a very safe place to eat. We're taking good care of our people, and we will react to the marketplace as it comes up.
One of the reactions that you mentioned in the earnings call was the fact that the streamlined menus have reduced your food waste.
Yes.
That's interesting. Can you explain a little bit behind that?
Well, if we decide this with the environment coming together, we decide to stick more to our core in each of our concepts. So we had fewer menu items, which is easier prep, better prediction on the prep, and lower food waste cost. And then less labor needed, right? Because you're not packaging up and preparing as many different kinds of food. So the flow through in our business and the cash flow from our business has been well beyond what we expected because of the simplification. And we haven't seen that big of a sales drop off through some of the items we dropped off. So it's worked out very well.
What opportunities do you see for the rest of the year as we begin dealing with the virus in different ways?
Well, I think for us, this is kind of our key point. We want to emerge as a company with four or five things that we've done that are really, really crucial. And so when we come out of this, we're just a much stronger and better run company. We're taking this time. So one, the menu work we just talked about, that's going to be crucial. Off-premise, building that carryout and delivery business is going to be crucial. Digital marketing, investing behind digital marketing and going forward with that. Our people policies and practices, improving engagement in a diverse environment with diverse employees is going to be important. And lastly, continue to build our cash flow and profitability so we strengthen our balance sheet. Those would be the four or five things we want to do that the company's working so hard on across the company as we go through this event.
You mentioned digital marketing and also the fact on the call that your loyalty program gained a number of people during the quarantine time.
Yep.
How would you, what is the reasoning there? Were more people ordering online? What was the background of that?
Well, people are migrating to brands they know and trust. And our loyalty program, when they get exposed to it, is really, really a great program. And as we see it, market it, people are signing up and people are using it and coming back to our restaurants. So we have over 11 million members now. The pace of the increase has risen, gotten steeper during this time, and we want to take advantage of it. And we want to continue to enhance the loyalty program we have, and we're working through that as well.
And anything among the four, or actually four and a half with Aussie Grill brands, that you think is worth mentioning or you think we missed?
No, I just want to stress how terrific our people have responded to this. I mean, they've created a safe environment for in-restaurant dining, and they've taken a primarily on-premise business to a big off-premise business in a very short period of time. And it's just such a pleasure to be able to pick to lead the organization during this time. So our brands are ready. We're serving food in a safe environment, and we're taking care of our people, and you can see it in our sales trends. So we look forward to getting beyond this.
Well, thank you very much for spending the time with us today.
Thanks for listening to this week's episode of Extra Serving. We'll see you next Friday.